right now, time to do what we do around this time every Wednesday afternoon, and that's talk about downtown Bangor. And to do so, to facilitate said discussion, we are joined in studio by Betsy Lundy of the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
It's warm downtown. I mean, everywhere else it's cold, but you've managed to keep it warm downtown.
Oh, yeah. There's like this bubble of sunshine. It's 70 degrees. Come on out.
It's fantastic. Doesn't matter where you park. You'll be warm the entire time you're
there.
That's right. This week, we've got another special guest joining us. Terry Hall is here from Pure and Simple Herbal Apothecary and Supplies right on Harlow Street in downtown Bangor. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful store. For anybody who doesn't know, can you fill them in on... I mean, it's all there
sure.
in the name, but...
Yeah, we are an old-fashioned herbal apothecary. We carry many herbs and spices and loose-leaf teas, all organic and sustainably harvested. We have a large selection of remedies, natural remedies, for those that are looking for natural ways to treat colds and flus and tummy aches and that sort of thing.
'Tis the season.
Yes, we've been seeing a lot of people... We also have a lot of children's products, children's remedies that are safe, natural remedies for those mothers that want to start that way before they head for the Sudafeds and whatnot.
And I love the idea, too, because you know, we've talked about this on the segment before. One of the great things about downtown Bangor is the variety of businesses and opportunities down there. And that was kind of one thing that was missing from downtown was that old-fashioned, old-style apothecary.
Yeah, I think we're filling a good niche there.
Oh, no question.
And we've really put a lot of effort into making it look like you're walking into a store that you'd see back in the 1800s.
Yes.
Which was a labor of love for us. We just really enjoyed creating that kind of look.
Which would have been, if you went to downtown Bangor 100 years ago, 120 years ago, it's the type of store that would have dominated the downtown area.
Absolutely, yeah. For anybody needing anything from a nice calming cup of tea to something to help them with oncoming sniffles or a bellyache, they would come in and talk to the herbalist and see what was available.
Now, did you guys design the layout yourself? Because it's great.
We did.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, it was our vision to have the back wall be just nothing but a glass display of all the dried goods and herbs and remedies that we have.
What's great. Now, what led you to downtown Bangor?
Love downtown Bangor. I've been in various businesses downtown since I was 19 years old. I've spent my entire life downtown, more in the service industry. This is my first venture into the retail side of things.
Well, so you're like me that you remember... Well, you're not as old as me, but remember that downtown was a thriving place...
Yes.
And then not so much for a while. And so I think it's great to have that perspective to see it come back and in many ways be better than it was.
Yes, a lot of people don't remember when it was a ghost town. And that's about the time I started working downtown. So I've been able to see it go from just nothing going on downtown to what it is today, which has been quite interesting to see.
And to really be a destination where you can, it's not one-stop shopping. It's a chance to get several different needs taken care of from buying things that you need to dining to having a drink to getting services. You name it, you can find it downtown now.
Yeah, I think you could do about anything that you needed downtown without having to leave downtown now. I can understand why people are starting to want to live in the upper levels down there because you can do everything on foot there.
And we've talked also about how downtown is not just it's not just Main Street anymore or Central Street, that it's expanding and places are growing like Exchange Street, Columbia Street, and Harlow Street.
And Harlow Street. Yeah, we're really trying to let people know that there are things now going on Harlow Street. For a long time, there really wasn't much to see there, but it's really starting to fill in and it's getting interesting. And hopefully our store will help to draw more people over in that direction.
And how about the city itself? How has it been to work with them and making things happen?
It's been great. When I opened, I did not have a clear understanding of how supportive downtown is and all the opportunities available for the downtown businesses. That was an eye-opener for me. As being in the service industry, I didn't pay as much attention to that when I was downtown, but when I went into the retail area of things, it became very clear that it's extremely supportive downtown.
Everybody wants you to succeed downtown.
Yeah, it's
like,
amazing.
Everybody's like, what can I do? How can we partner?
I was overwhelmed at first. I did not expect
I know, you're like, stop sending all those emails.
Right. What is happening?
But that's a good entry into, Betsy, you talking about what the partnership does for downtown folks.
Yeah. So one of the things that it does for retailers, it can do everything from matchmaking. Like if you have an idea and you don't know where to put it, for example, it isn't always easy to know like who owns which building and what kind of things are allowed in which spaces. So sometimes we, you know, it can start as simple as matchmaking. And then once you're in there, we just host a variety of events. Or if you host events, like you guys recently had one on making elderberry syrup, or is that the one that's coming up?
That was supposed to be last night, but the weather canceled it.
Oh, no.
So now everybody has an opportunity. December 10th, we've rescheduled it.
So we host events, but we've actually kind of shifted to being, to saying more like, what are you doing? And how can we support what you're doing? How can we tell people about what you're doing? And so really just trying to drive the message of the stakeholders that are downtown. And then we put together collective marketing opportunities for the holidays. So, for example, we'll buy radio time, you know, radio advertising so that then retailers can donate gift certificates to give away.
Which I hear this radio advertising intensely successful
it
as
is.
Long as you make the right choice.
Yes.
He said.
It is. It really is. People still listen to the radio. It's one of the more powerful mechanisms, I think, in the area. You know, and we love that we have local radio here to have us come in and talk about what we're doing and let people have. So there's a variety of ways. Sometimes we're cheering from the sidelines. Sometimes we're actively putting things together and trying to, you know, herd everybody around a common goal. But, you know, overall, it's, you know, we really try to listen and say, what can we do to make your experience better?
And Terry, you guys are on Facebook and information and updates on events. But for anybody who hasn't been there, I can't say enough. You got to get down there and check it out for yourself because it's just, I was blown away the first time I went in because my wife wanted tea. And I said, wow, this is fantastic.
Yeah, we have much more than tea. Yeah. We also focus on top of the dry goods that we carry. We also have many sustainably harvested, low plastic. We really think about low use of getting things in the landfill, stopping that as much as possible.
Stainless steel containers.
Yeah.
One of our more popular Instagram posts this summer was actually when you first walk in the door, there are these hand-woven market baskets, and I posted that on Instagram, and people loved those. They were
really
so beautiful.
Are popular, yes. Yep. And we really try to get as many Maine-made companies to carry our products. So we have three different soap makers that we have their products that are from Maine. I just brought in some cold and warm rice packs by a company called Grandpa's Garden. They're out of Topsom. Really high quality, great for earaches and what, and trying to stay warm in the winter time.
Love
people
it.
That aren't feeling well. So we really focus on that type of sustainable and to support those in Maine who are doing the things that we're after.
Well, we love to have you in downtown Bangor. So glad to have you come in and visit with us today. We wish you continued success.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Terry Hall here from Pure and Simple Herbal Apothecary and Supplies, Harlow Street, downtown Bangor. And Betsy Lundy, as always, we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. I'll be here.